CD 1 track 28. 1.
So, Diane, tell us once again what candidates you're trying to find.
OK. Not just anyone with a passion for cooking, but someone both creative and well-educated. A perfect candidate should skillfully prepare meals which look attractive and taste delicious. This person should also have a wide knowledge of food science and diet.
So a chef, in other words?
Not exactly. I'd say a combination of a chef and a food stylist.
Oh, I see. And the candidates should contact the Food Paradise restaurant, right?
That's right.
Thank you, Diane.
2.
Last year, when I was visiting the USA, my friend took me to the World of Coca-Cola in Atlanta. It's a huge museum dedicated to this fizzy drink. I was really impressed with all the exhibitions, especially the one showing every single type of Coke bottle ever produced over the years. There were 4D presentations on the most important events in the history of this drink. I could taste almost all the Coca-Cola flavours ever made and have a photo taken with the most famous polar bear in the world. It was just awesome.
3.
What do you think of that new Italian restaurant? I found the atmosphere just perfect. The decor was very tasteful too.
I agree, but I wasn't sure about the choice of dishes. Some of the most popular Italian dishes were not on the menu. However, I must say that most of the food I tasted was truly terrific. The chef is Italian, so he knows his cuisine well, don't you think?
Absolutely. In my review, I'm going to recommend the place as very cozy with original Italian specialities.
I won't be too critical either.
4.
I've always loved cooking and eating unusual dishes. I never miss a chance to watch cookery programs which show how to prepare them. So it isn't surprising that when in one of the shows I heard about a new cookery course organised in my local youth centre, I got excited. The course is on food pairing, you know, the science of combining different ingredients to create original tastes. The only trouble is that the course costs twice as much as any other course I've attended before.
5.
Joe, what's your idea of comfort food?
You mean food that reminds me of homemade meals? Why are you asking anyway?
I'm asking because yesterday when I went out with my friends, almost no one ordered a British dish. I was a bit surprised, to be honest. When I asked my friends for the reasons, they said they didn't like our traditional food.
I must say I like English cuisine. I just love cottage pie or Yorkshire pudding. I guess most of your friends were fed ready-made pizzas or curry dishes, and they treat those as their comfort food.
Yes, maybe.
6.
My brother has always been into cooking, so over the years he's learned how to cook a great number of dishes for someone his age. His most impressive one is the sweet and sour Chinese chicken dish, and his second best is Greek moussaka. He really feels confident about cooking almost anything except maybe a real Indian curry. The reason is he can't find all the ingredients to make real curry.